I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a review of fiction, poetry, nonfiction, biographies, and an occasional author interview. Emma Newman currently lives in Somerset, England, not terribly far from where she was born in a coastal village. After graduating from Oxford, she worked in magazine publishing, website information architecture, and had a stint as a teacher. She has also recorded audiobook versions of her works. Emma has published a collection of short stories from Dark Places and the forthcoming novel Split Worlds, It Begins. 20 years later, her first novel is set in London 20 years after a mysterious plague wipes out most of the adults, leaving children to fend for themselves. Recently, I spoke with Emma about her work. Emma, what inspired your interest in dystopian fiction?
That's a really good question. I think I was gently eased into it by post-apocalyptic fiction. When I was at school, I think about the age of 12, one of the books we were given to read in class was one called Empty World by John Christopher. And it was all about the boy who survives a scenario where all of the adults, it starts off with people in their 70s and then people in their 60s and over and 50s and over all succumb to a virus. And gradually everybody dies and the only people who are left are children. And I've recently, after years of hunting down a copy, got hold of it, but I haven't read it again yet because I have such striking memories of it. And that really interested me in that kind of, well, what would happen kind of thinking. And then as a later teenager, I discovered H.G. Wells. And I wrote my A-level dissertation on his books. I don't know what the equivalent of A-level is in the U.S. system. It was when I was 17. And the Time Machine, I feel, is one of the first dystopian books I ever read. And whenever I say that to my friends, they're like, but isn't it about time travel? And I'm like, no, it's dystopian. Yeah. So that's the kind of the first one that I got really excited about. And then about a year later, I read 1984, and I was never the same again.
That's really interesting. Do you have any advice for budding writers?
If someone is starting to write, and perhaps they've wanted to write for a long time, and they're finally getting into it, I think the first thing to appreciate is that you write a lot of rubbish at the beginning. I wrote about 100,000 words of absolute drivel before I wrote the first draft of 20 Years Later. When I was working my way out of the block, I was writing stories and stopping and starting other novel ideas, and it was like flushing out the pipes. And I've heard people say that with artists, that if you take up drawing again as an adult, when you start to draw, you start at the point you kind of left off as a child. I don't know if you've heard that. That if you kind of stopped drawing a lot when you were 7, when you take it up again as an adult, you kind of are drawing with the skills of a 7-year-old and you have to kind of catch up. And I think that that's a similar thing in writing. And it depends on what you're reading. I think if you're starting to write, if you're a budding writer, you need to read widely. You need to read in multiple genres. You need to read stuff you love and stuff that you hate and analyze it and come to terms with the fact that you will never read a book normally ever again, because there should always be a part of your brain deconstructing every novel that you read.
That was from my conversation earlier this month with Emma Newman, author of 20 Years Later. For further information about this novel and other topics, visit my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. You can also hear the full interview there. Join me next time for Likely Stories. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please let me know. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org.